Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that talks with nonprofit organizations in our area, sponsored in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union. This month, Michelle Kinsey spoke with three people from Edible Muncie, a local group dedicated to connecting people with information about combating food insecurity in Delaware County.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and I am joined in the studio by three of the people behind Edible Muncie. So why don't we introduce ourselves and tell me a little bit about how you got started with Edible Muncie.
My name is Ben Howells, and I got started with Edible Muncie because my wife Karen started Edible Muncie.
And I'm Karen Howells, and the American Association of University Women had a panel discussion on food insecurity, and we decided that it was time to do more than just talk about it. So we formed a group to see what we could do to help with that.
I'm Jennifer Rice Snow, and I'm a volunteer with Edible Muncie. And I got involved because I was part of a mission committee with the Howells.
Let's talk a little bit about what Edible Muncie is and what it does.
We are a county organization, and what we end up doing is looking at ways to connect people with information about where they can get food. We want to get people to food and food to people.
Edible Muncie is really interested in talking about food deserts because for a lot of us, it's easy to miss that we're even living in a food desert.
Sure.
If we have a car, it's not very significant to have to drive. People who don't have easy access to transportation are really stuck.
Yeah, we may need to define for the listeners what a food desert is.
Absolutely.
U.S. Department of Agriculture has defined it as if I live in a neighborhood and I'm more than a mile away from a full-fledged grocery store. There may be convenience stores in the neighborhood, but a full-fledged grocery store, then I'm in a food desert.
Food is just it's not even just an issue. Food is a big part of everyone's lives. The importance of local food and supporting our local farmers, the environmental issues with food, and the way, again, that it builds community for us. And I think Edible Muncie is really trying to make sure people see all those opportunities in all the different ways of working on food and help people find what their passion is and how that can connect to all of the solutions we need regarding food and food insecurity in Muncie and Delaware County.
So what's the food desert situation like here in Delaware County?
It's very alarming, I think. Most of the grocery stores aren't available to most of the people that live in the downtown area or in the south central area. The food pantries limits it sometimes by geographical area, or they're open once a month. And one of the things that we did to kind of highlight the transportation problem is a film that Jennifer Rice Snow's son Wesley produced.
It's called Stop Gap, the distance between people and the food they need. Stories of people who are living in food deserts and how difficult that is when people don't have the transportation. He's got people telling their own stories. And a lot of times people in poverty don't get a chance to share their experience. And that's something that you can see in Stop Gap.
I think there are so many, you know, businesses and organizations that want to help. They want to be a part of the solution, but don't really know how. And that's really where Edible Muncie has come in time and time again in its kind of short lifespan thus far. Can you talk a little bit about some of those examples where you've made those connections happen?
We have tailgates and things like that Second Harvest puts on, and if they don't distribute the food, what happens to it? So we've made a list with Purdue Extension people who will accept excess food. We're hoping that maybe we can get some of the churches who have vans that sit in the parking lot during the week, maybe they could help us deliver food, or maybe the Meals on Wheels people could also deliver food. Or so we're trying to reach out to anybody who is already involved somehow.
We need to give an example of the educational needs at the food pantries, and that is that we volunteered at a food pantry, and there were probably 200 cans of lentils, and virtually no one knew I knew how to spell lentil, but that's as far as it went for me. The pantry asked the dietitian from Purdue Extension to come by the next week and give a demonstration, teach people how to use lentils. And the 200 cans went down to 10 or 15. Wow. Because people then had an idea about what to do with it. It just is really necessary for all of us to have some sort of educational program, whether it's using lentils or whatever, in order to make our society work.
The more we share the information about the food pantries that exist, the more burden we place on them. At the same time that we're sending them more customers, we would love to help send them more volunteers. And then we know these are short-term solutions. We want to work toward everybody being able to buy their own food and having grocery stores that they can get to. So we'd love to have them join us at Edible Muncie to talk about those middle and longer-term solutions.
Absolutely. So if there's someone listening right now and they're feeling that, they're feeling that they want to get involved, they want to help, what should they do? What should their next step be?
They could go to our website, which is ediblemuncie.org.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can revisit this episode and catch up with all of our previous episodes anytime at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.